Hello, we're learning from Shamati. We'll begin with the article 46. You can find it in the study materials, either on our website or in the icon here in the system. You can also ask questions there, which wouldn't be be asked in the lesson. Rav, please.
Yes, simply let's read these short articles we have. We have two of them today in the first part.
But
they're very meaningful. Nevertheless, the articles that we are going through now need to gradually, slowly, slowly build in us the correct attitude towards spirituality and for us to know what we're going towards and realize that these are things that have to take place in each person that has the desire to reveal the Creator, to adhere to Him, and that in truth, this path is a path in which we reveal, first of all, the necessity to be adhered between us. And then the connection between us that we discover with force, this connection, this essence of this connection is the Creator. Therefore, without coming closer to the other, you cannot reveal the Creator. Hence, we see according to history, according to everything we have in life, according to how it comes to us from the shattering of the vessel of Adam HaRishon, the revelation of the gap between the desires, the parts of the desires, between the souls, between the people, that we reveal. Altogether, we discover the place in which we must reveal the Creator, until the Creator dwells amongst us, between us. So any intent to come closer to the Creator and to bring Him contentment and raise Him above the desires that are in us, which are egotistical desires, relative to the desires that are outside of us, which are altruistic desires, in order to bestow, that's what we need to do. That's called, and we shall flip it, or we should invert it, meaning to invert bestowal where it was reception, or the nature of the Creator upon the nature of the created beings. This is called to raise the Creator more than our head, higher than our head. And this is also called control. Who's in control? The control of Israel upon the klipot, meaning the desires that are contradicted to connection and to the Creator. So there's the control of Israel, meaning that inclination towards the revelation of the Creator upon the forces that contradict that. So we need to understand and to feel and locate correctly those desires, that we maybe don't understand correctly what's happening to us. Whereas each time I think of myself and not about others, where I yearn for some egotistical calculation, I'm truly in oppositeness to the Creator. As the Creator is the system of relationships which is anti-egotistical. While what we have today, and we look at everything in the manner of how can I enjoy and how can I arrange it so that it will be more comfortable and pleasurable and safe, and how do I invert that? That's what we call, and we shall invert it, or vice versa, where we invert our nature by the reforming light, and the Creator helps us with this, to a state in which the force of bestowal, which is what we call, and divinity shall dwell between us. Let's read.
Shamati Memvav, Shlitat Israel ala Klipot.
Shamati 46.
Shlitat Israel
the domination of Israel over the Klipot. Concerning the domination of Israel over the Klipot, shells, and vice versa, the domination of the Klipot over Israel. First, we must understand what is Israel and what is the nations of the world. It is explained in several places that Israel means internality, called the interior vessels, with which one can work in order to bestow contentment upon one's maker. The nations of the world are called externality, the posterior kelim, whose sustenance comes solely from reception and not from bestowal. The dominations of the nations of the world over Israel is in that they cannot work in a form of bestowal and in the interior kelim, but only in the posterior kelim. They entice the servants of the Creator to extend the lights down to the posterior kelim. The domination of Israel means that if they give power so that each and every one will be able to work in order to bestow contentment upon his maker, meaning only in interior kelim, even if they extend chokhmah, it is only in a form of a path to travel through, and not more.
Yes, meaning after the shattering and the influence of the reforming light, where the vessels begin to rise from death, from in order to receive, and where they are after the shattering of the vessel of Adam Rishon, then we have a process of scrutiny and correction. And by the reforming light, the upper light that operates gradually upon everyone, but after the shattering, not each and every one is in an equal manner like the others, like every other shattered piece. There are those where the shattering is more, and in those that have less of a shattering, and according to the extent in which you feel and discover yourself as being in the shattering, then they awaken. They awaken in wanting to rise above the shattering because they feel that it's detrimental to them, and until they somehow come closer to the reforming light, and it not doesn't just awaken them, but also gives them discernments that coming closer to him can be only in the way of equivalence of qualities. Just like he bestows, then he has those intentions in the shattered creatures. And then they begin to come closer more and more to the reforming light and begin to feel that their correction depends on them coming closer to one another, not egoistic closening, but above their ego, to return to that state like they were in Adam Rishon prior to the shattering, prior to the eruption of the intention in order to receive between them, which separated and distanced between them, between these shattered parts. And this way, slowly, slowly, these shattered pieces that are already people of this world, this is how they reveal themselves as this is being the path of correction. If you have the intentions in order to bestow. That's called Israel, to control over the nations of the world. If it's the opposite, with the intentions in order to receive still, that's what's ruling the desire to receive, that's called the control of the nations of the world. And upon Israel, and not only upon Israel, but altogether. That's why everything depends on what intention is here in dominion over the vessels. And all the people are made of two parts, from Galgalta Einayim and Achap, because we come from the one vessel which is called Adam Arishon. And when all the parts of him shattered and fell and intermingled and mixed up, and began to come to a state in which the upper light shines upon them after the shattering and sorts them out according to his bestowal upon them, it turns out that each and every part begins to awaken towards the upper light that bestows upon them according to the measure of corruption in it. The vessels that are more corrupted and those that are less, that are more in desires to receive or less, smaller ones. And this is how we begin to see our history. Everything depends on the awakening of the vessels towards correction. And this is how we can see through this what's happening altogether with humanity. Of course, these parts that are awakening and feel what's happening and begin to feel or to participate in this process of correction understand what's going on with them. The vessels that only have, for the time being, only the will to receive and don't even awaken somewhat to the desire to bestow, they don't know what's happening. They just flow without any reason. Because reason is called that which we acquire in the difference between the desire to receive and the desire to bestow, between the nature of the Creator and the nature of the created beings. As we have a way to arrange and associate them with one another. And then through the resistance and the connection and all the discernments between them, we can actually acquire the force of separation and of connection, analysis and synthesis of our information, our knowledge, our impressions. And this is where we get the whole wisdom from. First of all, the wisdom of Kabbalah, how to attain the force that controls us, how to reveal it, and to truly draw it out of concealment. And then, how we can, on our own, advance towards Him and participate with Him in His work, in the scrutiny and correction of the shattered vessels. That's already considered one will help his friend and more processes that we have to go through. Today we are entering into a stage in which this select group that is belonging to and must build the Galgal Ta'inayim of the general vessel of Adam Rishon and to join itself to that which is built prior to it, the generations of Kabbalists. And we need for the first time in history to also advertise this exertion to all the people of the world, this knowledge to the whole of humanity in a way that the whole world will come to the desired correction. So let's read. In the process that we go through, there is the control of Israel, which is the vessels that are drawn according to their nature to the revelation of the Creator. since the upper light illuminates upon them and they feel his illumination, and that's why they awaken towards the light. And there are those that are not yet there, can't yet feel the reforming light that's drawing them to the good that does good. And therefore, they're still called the nations of the world, meaning desires that have yet to awaken to the Creator. And in truth, in each of us, every one of the people in the world have vessels of bestowal, the vessels of Galgalat Einayim, vessels that are called Israel, and vessels of the Achap, which are called the vessels of the nations of the world, vessels of reception, in each and every one. The question is only, are they awakening for the time being or not?
Shamati 46, the domination of Israel over the Klipot. Concerning the domination of Israel over the Klipot and vice versa, the domination of the Klipot over Israel.
We also need to understand where this stems from. After the shattering of the vessels of Adam HaRishon, which is the general vessel that the Creator created, the scrutiny began. The scrutiny was in the generations following Adam. 10 generations from
Adam HaRishon
to Noah, and another 10 generations from Noah to Abraham. 20 generations in which there were already discernments. And then in Babylon, where everything mixed up again, and in the Tower of Babylon, we need to understand that everything that was scrutinized there, those souls of Kabbalists that lived from Adam till Abraham, all of that once more got mixed, and that's why it's called Babylon. And once more, correction needed to be started all over. And this correction began by Abraham. This was truly a very big thing in the gap between Abraham's father and Abraham himself, to the extent in which they were opposite, where his father, Abraham's father, was immersed in the Achab, and Abraham was already associated with the Galgalat Einayim. And then the discernment began, and the differentiation and the gap between those vessels that are drawn from Babylon, from the state of everything being mixed and intermingled, to the state of scrutiny. And that's why, that's where there were the first engagements in that which that belongs to, putting out what belongs to in order to bestow and what belongs to in order to receive. That's why we hear about Abraham and what he did about breaking the idols, that there is no in a place in any desire to receive any good force that they don't have. The will to receive has in all of those desires, there's nothing to look for over there. If you want to reveal the upper forces, you want to rise above the life of the degree of animal and to rise to the degree of Adam, which resembles the Creator, to reveal Him, to reveal the life in a state of a higher, more exalted level than what a person in this world has, you must then connect between you. You must, between you, begin to collect yourselves, at least incorporeally, as one man in one heart. Hence, all of Israel are friends, and this is how you need to behave. Of course, it's against your desire, which comes from the shattering, certainly against your intellect and against your feelings in every possible way, but it's upon a person to rise with his forces that he received above that which he has, above his nature. And this is why there's a matter of the control of the vessels of bestowal upon the vessels of reception, or the control of the vessels of reception upon the vessels of bestowal. And they're in a contradiction between themselves, and that's why throughout history we see this struggle, which began actually from Adam, but towards Abraham it became more and more sharp and pronounced, but from Abraham onwards, the gap began mostly between Abraham and Terach, the father of Abraham, as they couldn't live together and they were truly already as two contradicted degrees, two opposite degrees. Terach worked godliness in order to receive, as we call it, and Abraham served godliness in order to bestow in equivalence of form. And therefore, those that understand and are willing and want to ascribe themselves or attribute themselves somewhat, they have some kind of drawing in their heart and want to come closer to bestow, even though they don't want on behalf of their nature, but they understand that here is actually the great principle, and if you acquire it, you rise to a higher degree. Then this is how they join to that which is called Abraham, to the Av, the force that unites and sorts the new nation, which is the force of bestowal, the force of Bina, in place of the force of Malchut. And this is the difference where the force of Terach, the father of Abraham, would draw to Melchut, and the force of Abraham, the father of the nation, Avram, would draw towards Bina. That's the difference between them. Hence, they separated these two groups, these two ideological groups, and certainly Abraham's group is a new, weak group, a group that must exist ever since amongst the nations of the world. And there's always a contradiction between it and the nations of the world. And gradually, slowly, are clarified until everyone will know that there's no choice, but we must go above nature of the Achap, of the nations of the world, of the ego, and that there's no choice. We were born in order to rise and to emerge to a higher degree, in order to bestow. And that's the true nature that we don't feel, because for the time being, we look at everything through our will to receive. So then, let's read. The matter of the dominion of Israel over the Klipot.
Concerning the domination of Israel over the Klipot, and vice versa, the domination of the Klipot over Israel,
which stems from the times of Abraham and Terach in ancient Babylonia.
First, we must understand what is Israel and what is the nations of the world. It is explained,
the nations of the world is the will to receive, which is in all of nature, just broken, shattered, crushed, very different in each and every one. And by this, people are in resistance and clash on one hand, in a struggle with one another. On the other hand, inevitably connect with one another in order to earn, to profit, and to truly battle with one another. We need to understand what is, first we must understand, what is Israel and what is the nations of the world? Israel is Yashar Kel, direct to the Creator, those who yearn to the Creator. And the nations of the world is the will to receive without the feeling of connection to the source, to its source. Even though everyone comes from the Creator, but there are those that feel that they belong to Him, and there are those that don't feel belonging to Him. That's the difference. But this is until in each and every one the feeling of connection awakens to the Creator, which He actually belongs to Him or associated with Him. A person can rise a certain day and to feel that he has something in the source of life, the purpose of life, what I live for, where's the upper force, I'm missing that in life, and so on. Just like all of us who belong to that inclination towards the Creator, we all felt that, each according to his state, his degree, his shattered vessels. So we need to understand first what is the Israel and what is the nations of the world. First, we need to understand that in each of us, there's both this and that. There are those that already awaken such vessels of bestowal, the nations of the world, and there are those that don't yet awaken the vessels of bestowal. But also in each and every one, nevertheless, there's also those and also those. Just like we learn from the shattering of the vessels. There's no vessel that doesn't come from the 10 whole sefirot of the soul of Adam Rishon, which is called in the Garden of Eden, which went through the shattering, and its 10 sefirot took on the intention of in order to receive. But prior to that, all the 10 sefirot were there with the intention in order to bestow. And therefore, in each and every one, there's a part which is connected to the Creator, and there's a part that is not connected to the Creator. But that's in each and every one. And only in those where it already awakens this connection to the Creator, a yearning, a need, a desire to reveal Him. Because really, as we feel it as the source of life, so they also feel their life a little higher up than the earthliness. And they're drawn towards that. And therefore, according to their attraction to there, they're called Israel. And those that are, that those desires are to connect to the Creator are yet to awaken in them, they're called the nations of the world. But again, this is something that is very, very mobile, very fluid. It changes because in every generation, in every single state, there are states where these awaken and come closer to the Creator, to clarify Him, to get to know Him. Of course, at first it is in order to receive, as they want to know Him and to understand Him. But nevertheless, it happens, and every single generation this happens. We see this throughout nature, that once He is revealed in the form of a real way, as all our history of all of humanity, the extent in which it is all stemming 100% only from the clarification, the scrutiny of the shattered vessels by the upper light. So, it is explained in several places that Israel means internality, called the vessels of Panim, the anterior vessels, Galgalta and Enayim, with which one can work in order to bestow contentment upon one's maker. That's called Israel. And actually, even though we don't have that in yet, those vessels in practice, but we have an attraction towards it, somewhat feel belonging to it. And the nations of the world are called the matter of externality and the posterior kelim, the achoraim, whose sustenance comes solely from reception and not from bestowal. But in each of us, we have both the vessels of panim and of achoraim, of anterior and posterior. That's why they all come from the unscrutinized, unclarified discernments, which are just called, you can't even say that they're the nations of the world, because the nations of the world is ready, a clarified, a scrutinized part that belongs to the Achab. And the part that is scrutinized and clarified towards bestowal is called Galgal Ternaim. So prior to the scrutiny of them and the discernment of them, of the desire, you can't divide and say that with this I can bestow or with that I can't bestow. Then that desire is not, it belongs to Adam Rishon, to the system of Adam Rishon after the shattering, which is not clarified. And this is what happens actually with everyone. Therefore, to call to people that are not drawn to the Creator, that they belong to the nations of the world, is also incorrect. The nations of the world is already a clarified, discerned part that somewhat, that for the time being, is resisting dvikut, adhesion. Well, we will talk about that. And the nations of the world are called the externality and the posterior kelim. And their whole sustenance comes solely from reception and not from bestowal. And in each and every one of us, there is both this part called Galgat Einayim Israel and the part that's called the vessels of Pusap, Ozen Chotem Peh, which are in each and every one. And then the domination is either of the Galgal Teinaim on the Achap or the Achap on the Galgal Teinaim. That's it. Altogether, that's what it is. And the scrutiny and the correction needs to be that we're not racing or getting rid of the Achap, but rather that to the contrary, we are connecting it correctly to the Galgal Teinaim, as the Galgal Teinaim will give the intention in order to bestow between us, and from between us, which is called love thy friend as thyself, to the Creator, which is called love the Lord your God. And that's how we will correct ourselves. This is the correction in which the Galgal Teinaim Israel wants to bring to all the vessels. And the vessels of the Achap, as we feel for the time being, for now that we're in, don't want that. They want to remain as they are and to receive more knowledge of the Creator, the forces of the Creator, without changing. That's actually the nature of Achap. That's what he says. And the nations of the world are called the matter of externality and the posterior vessels, whose sustenance comes solely from reception and not from bestowal. That's according to nature. What can you do? There are those in which that part is very heavy, and there are those where it's relatively light. Such people that are very airy, light, so-called spiritual. But in truth, a person that comes to spiritual degrees is a person that needs to be very egotistical, with a very heavy achab, and will probably have to work upon his achab in order to correct it, in order to bestow. As the vessels of bestowal, Galgat Einayim, will control the vessels of reception on the achab. And this is great work. This is called the work of Israel. And the domination of the nations of the world over Israel is in that they cannot work in a form of bestowal and in the anterior vessels, Galgat Einayim, but only in the posterior kelim, the achoraim, the achap. And they entice the servants of the Creator that are already working with the Galgat Einayim, the vessels of bestowal, so that they will extend the lights down to the posterior kelim, to the achoraim. Although it's impossible to extend lights in the vessels of posterior achoraim, because there's a contradiction between the lights that are all force of bestowal and the vessels of the posterior, whose intention is in order to receive, not the desire to receive that we're talking about. We're not talking about the desire to receive. We're talking about the vessels, the intentions. The desires remain the same desires, but the intentions are either in order to receive or in order to bestow. And only according to the intentions we can actually measure the vessels, sort them, scrutinize them, only according to their intentions. Therefore, a person that is in the intention in order to bestow belongs to Galgal Tainaim. One who belongs to the intention in order to receive belongs to the Achap. This is why it all can be mobile. There could be a mobility. It can be that today he belongs with certain, his desires belongs to Israel. Tomorrow, and some desires of him, he will belong to the nations of the world, or vice versa. It's to the extent in which the upper light illuminates from above and gives a person the scrutiny of these vessels, to feel them, understand them, sort them out, and raise them to the degree of in order to bestow. So this is what he says. And the control of the nations of the world over Israel is that they cannot work in a form of bestow and in the vessels of panim, of anterior, but only in the posterior vessels, the achap. And they entice the servants of the Creator to the work with the Galgal Tainaim, the vessels of bestow, and to extend the lights because they belong to the Galgal Tainaim, they have upper lights. So for them to extend the lights also below to the posterior vessels, to the Achap. So here there is an additional awakening on behalf of the vessels of posterior, the Achoraim, on the side of the will to receive that is not corrected, that wants to receive these lights and to know and to understand and to draw for itself everything that's above it. And by having such a control, such a desire, it seemingly holds on to those vessels, those desires that want to rise to the Creator and wants to use them in such a way that through them he will draw light for himself. That's the domination of the nations of the world upon Israel. They want to control in such a way. And yes, actually those vessels of Galgat Einayim, which are called Yeshar Kel Israel, that long for the Creator, are in many cases in history, we see this also, were under the control of the nations of the world and did what the nations of the world told them to do. And by that, of course, caused great troubles both to themselves and to the nations of the world. Meaning, the correct work needs to be that also the nations of the world, those vessels of Achab, and also the vessels of Galgal Tainaim, will work together in order to rise up to the degree of bestowal to the Creator, from Malchut to Bina. And the domination of Israel means that if they give power, so that each and every one will be able to work in order to bestow contentment upon his Maker. If there is such a force in the shattered vessels, meaning only in the vessels of Panim, the anterior vessels, for there to be forces only in the vessels of Panim to scrutinize them and attribute them to the Creator. And even when they extend the light, the matter of Chokhmah, it is only in a form of a path to travel through and not more, meaning only in order to draw more light in order to bestow, and not to use the vessels of reception in order to fill them, but rather to use the vessels of reception in order to draw the light to them, and for this light to just move through them, to travel through them, meaning for it not to be received in order to receive, but to be received in order to bestow. This is actually what he says. This is actually what we need to know. There's more than this, more actions and more discernments and more corrections even. But we cannot yet talk about this, and we can also be confused in this. There's also, besides our corrections, that the Kabbalists divide these corrections to thousands. So there are 6,000 years, and the seventh millennia, which is the end of correction, and Rabash explains in the name of Bala Sulam in the introduction to the book Pri Chacham, that there are also, there he explains the matter of the Sukkah in the introduction to the book Pri Chacham, that Bala Sulam enters the Sukkah and then explained that there's, in addition, corrections that are called the 8th, the 9th, and the 10th millennium. And for the time being, we're not talking about that because we don't have whatsoever any contact with those degrees, which are above us, then not in any form of impression in our vessels. But in what we have here, we need to understand that our entire work is to somewhat bring ourselves to the forces of bestowal by the reforming light, which we can draw only under the condition that we try to be in the manner of correction, and then the upper light, according to the equivalence of form, shines upon us, and this is how we are corrected. What will I do with so many questions? Well, let's start with, let's see, Ita 1.
Sì, buongiorno Rav. Una domanda da parte della decina. Quando Israele, cioè la decina, e nella
festa. A question from the ten. When Israel, that's in the ten, in a state of strong giving, there's a state of the presentation of the vessels of posterior.
I didn't understand. Say it again.
Ask again, please.
Your question.
Allora, quando Israele, la decina, è nella ferma.
When Israel, in the ten, are in a strong intention to giving, to bestow, is there a state in the ten which is presented as vessels of posterior that are heightened?
In everything, you can't get rid of the vessels. There's both vessels of panim and achoraim. Without the vessels of achoraim, posterior, we wouldn't exist. Our whole nature is really the posterior vessels. But what we can use from the vessels of posterior and move to the vessels of bestowal, that's called Galgal Ta'anayim. But to begin with, there is no Galgal Ta'anayim. To begin with, we are a will to receive. And if we acquire an intention to bestow over some of our desires, which manifests in connecting between us and aiming our connection to also connect with the Creator. So these desires, these vessels are called Galgal Ta'anayim. And according to their inclination, they're referred to as Yashael, straight to the Creator, Israel. All right.
Holland.
Good morning, dear Rav.
Morning.
We have two questions. Is that okay?
No.
Okay. How can we develop both the vessels of anterior, this Galgal Ta'anayim, and posterior, Achab, in our ten correctly? So how can we really use these, develop these correctly in our ten?
According to a method called the wisdom of Kabbalah. What's the wisdom of Kabbalah? A wisdom of how to reveal the Creator in the vessels of the created being, how to resemble the creator on part of the created being, to come closer to him, to become like him. This is called receiving the influence of the creator by efforts of the created being, and these influences, these lights, will correct us and make us human, Adam, which means similar to the creator.
Turkey 2.
Turkey 2.
Thank you, Rav. Question from my time. Why has the Creator chosen us to serve as a conductor for the correction of the world?
He didn't choose. The Creator is the upper light. It exists everywhere. As it is said, the whole world is full with His glory, and He influences all the vessels, the good and the bad, lights to them equally. But by the shattering of the vessels in the collective system of Adam HaRishon, there are such vessels that were broken more, some were broken less, some were broken, different vessels were broken in different ways, based on the different desire to receive in each vessel. It's like you take a certain vessel and you shatter it, and so its pieces are then sorted out as the upper light shines on them, and then you begin to see which pieces are closer and farther from the upper light. And you can't say that in advance, because it's unclear when the vessel is whole. But when the vessel is shattered, then you find all the foundations, the natural elements that exist in each and every part, and how each desire is naturally far from the upper light, how much it's opposite to the upper light, and in what qualities. Without the shattering, all of that cannot be sorted out, cannot be clarified. That's why the shattering has to happen. And then, out of the shattering and the clarification, which happens over a long time and through many efforts on the Creator's part and the created being's part, it's as if the Creator says, I shall suffer as well. And that means a lot of tough scrutinies the created beings go through. And from these scrutinies, we begin to see the gaps and distances and proximities between the parts of the created being and the parts of the Creator, and how the created being builds itself from the broken pieces, as without the shattering, these pieces wouldn't be able to come closer to each other. And so as the created being regroups these shattered pieces to each other, this is what we call one shall help his friend, love of friends, and so on. By that, it begins to collect, to recollect the Creator with the broken vessels, the shattered pieces. And that process is called the revelation of the Creator, which means unifying the broken pieces together. And by that, we in fact build His form, His shape. That's why it's called Bo Ureh, come and see. That's how we attain this shape. So we are asking, we are demanding, we want this shape to take form. But each time we find ourselves like a child, who wants to do something, but until we help the child, he can't do it on his own. Same thing here. But there's a deeper intention here, because by wanting to correct something and not being able to, we turn to the Creator and find our connection with Him. We recognize who our Father is and how much we need Him, and then we begin to work together with Him. That's why we're called the Creator's partners in the correction process. And that's how we discover who He is and also who we are. And along with it, we also connect between us and with Him. And so it turns out that we come to the complete form of the created being and the complete form of the Creator, and they both exist together in adhesion. That's a result of our efforts. That's a result of the shattering. So we have to see this whole process from the shattering of Adam HaRishon and until the completion of Adam HaRishon in the final correction. All of that is happening to us, and we're in the process. If we begin to see this whole picture, then we begin to better understand history, geography, whatever happens to us today, the nature of the human, the nature of family, children and parents, everything. So it's worthwhile for us to go a little deeper into it.
French.
All right. French.
Boker Tov Rav, Vie Kli Olami.
Good morning, Rav and World Kli.
Avant Abraham, toutes les nations étaient des clipotes. C'est pour ça que Bala Sulam ici.
Also before Abraham.
Les nations du monde.
Before Abraham, all the nations of the world were clipot. Is that because Bala Sulam in the text ascribes all the nations of the world to clipot?
No. The klipot are the part that is against the kedusha. It can become clear in only in the people who yearn for the Creator. And the people who want, whose desires want to receive from the Creator and not to bestow, that is called klipa. And so the klipa is unrelated to the nations of the world, actually. It's related to the workers of the Creator, as we call them, who yearn for the revelation of the Creator, but they want that in order to receive. So just plain human beings, people on the street, that's not klipa. It's just people on the animate level. And the people who yearn for the Creator but haven't corrected themselves yet, then they contain desires that approach the Creator and want to suck from the Creator, take from the Creator, like us, let's say. And so we can say that we, in the meantime, are under the rule of the Klipa. But it's not just any person off the street, like, let's say, from France somewhere. That's not klipa. It's not a klipa. So we have to see the difference here. Otherwise, we'll just be disregarding the people in this world. They're on the animate level. And klipa is already the opposite side of kedusha. It can only be in people who long for the Creator already, who relate themselves to the Creator, and not otherwise. Look at just people off the street. What do you want from them? What kind of awakening do they have from the Creator that you can say that they are klipa? They're not. They just simply live on the animate level. Look at their desires, their intentions, how they live. We call that human beings in this world, but with respect to spirituality, it is said that they all seemed as beasts. Italy 4.
Buongiorno, Rav. Dopo che il Borea ha frammentato tutti I vasi, ogni anima.
After the Creator shattered all the vessels, each soul has a part of Galtei Naim and a part of another part of Achap?
Yes. Each and every part from the shattering has Galtei Naim and Achap. And when does that part awaken? That depends on what part of Galtei Naim it has as opposed to Achap. And the upper light that shines more or less and in different periods. There's also here a program that operates the upper light which shines more or less in different kind of illuminations, and that's what awakens the vessels, the broken vessels. This is the matter of the different times that he explains to us. We read about it somewhere recently, that the small illuminations are the matter of times that we go through.
Spain too.
Spain too.
Spain.
Buenos días, querido Rav.
Buenos días.
Good day, dear Rav.
En esta lucha que se da entre las vasijas de recepción y otorgamiento, ¿cómo?
In this struggle between the vessels of reception and vessels of bestowal.
Y se va hacia las naciones del mundo.
Repeat, please.
Ask again, please.
Repeat, please.
Sí, querido Rav, en la lucha
entre las vasijas,
¿cómo hacemos el ejercicio de que Abraham se separa de Terah y se va hacia las naciones del mundo?
Hanoch,
how to do it so that Abraham is separated from Terah and turns from the nations of the world. How to do that in the work between us?
That's a good question. That's to the point. Because we are exactly at that point. How do we turn from the questions of Terach to that of Abraham? From the work of Terach, the work of Achab, the vessels of reception, desires to receive, to desires to bestow, Galgal Ta'anayim, the work of Abraham. How do we do it? First of all, connection in the ten. That's on the corporeal level. And then connection in the ten in the spiritual manner as much as possible. And inside the ten, clarifying the concept of the Creator. Because this is called come and see. You have made me. We have to establish in the group this feeling that the inner force of the group, which is the Creator, and that's called you have made me, meaning if we don't make it, it won't happen. There will be some awakenings from above in a way that will be good, better or worse for us, more or less pleasant to us, but the path is simple. We have to build the system called a 10 and bring it to a state. And that too, of course, happens by awakening from above. We have to bring the 10 to a state where we reveal the collective common force of bestowal that dwells there called Creator. And we have to do it on part of the vessels, by wanting to connect, to unite, to come together. And it doesn't matter in what 10 I'm in. I've accepted it, I'm in it, I can't look for something else, something new, like sometimes people say. No, there's no such thing. Wherever you are, this is called the Creator, put your hand on the good fate and said, take it. We think that we are clarifying and looking for different places to be, maybe a different 10, maybe there's a different, better place, more convenient, better for me. No. Trust me that where you fell into happened from above. And in the state that you're in, you have to try to make the connection happen as it should be in the 10 Sefirot, and that's when you are as Malchut, connecting all the friends together. And so each friend from his individual point has to take care of connecting all the friends together, and that's how you reveal the Creator between you. And that's when we begin to study Kabbalah practically. through the connections between us, we discover the results, the findings, like in any laboratory. All right? PT31.
If I identify in myself that in something it's under the control of the klipa, how do you emerge from that control?
Only by connection. Overcoming by connecting. What can you do? You don't have any other means besides connecting to the friends with all your strength as much as you can, with heart and soul, as it writes, and that's it. And try to establish a state there where the Creator can be revealed.
Is there such a thing where the 10 is under the control of the klipot, is only on the individual level?
It's possible, but we're not yet in a state where this is what's threatening us.
When things don't go wrong, is it a sign that we're under the control of the klipot?
No, it's actually help. The Creator is showing us. He might not show us, and then we don't know what to correct. The Creator shows us that we are starting from this unclear state, and we have to demand corrections. And it all happens in the effort to connect between us. Only if we try to connect between us, then you can ask the Creator to clarify the connection, to strengthen the connection, to make it happen in the right way. But if you don't make an effort, then what are you crying about? It's like a cry in the desert.
Tov.
All right.
Moscow 1.
Okay, Moscow 1.
Нужно ли нам стремиться к объединению, если не выяснено?
If we need to yearn for unity.
В чем разделение? Какое разделение?
It's not clear in what the separation is, and then.
We have to long for connection from each and every state, because specifically in longing for connection, we can clarify all the states we go through and correct them. The inclination to connect has to be there first. This is called love covers all crimes. Kiev.
Да, любимый учитель. Вот здесь пишет.
Yes, my beloved teacher.
Власть Израиля называется, когда.
Бала Сулам writes that the control of Israel is called when we can work with vessels of Panim. What does it mean that from the connection between us and the ten, we're working in vessels of Panim, of anterior?
This means we're working only with bestowal, only to bestow to each other. Not receiving in order to bestow, we can't do that yet, but only bestowing in order to bestow. Meaning, I support the others as much as possible, and I am as if in their part, I support them, but in order to take upon myself corrections and pass them through myself, I still can't do that. This is called states of katnut, infancy.
He continues and says here that even if they draw the matter of chokhmah, it's as
that,
a conduit.
That's already working with achap, with vessels of Achoraim. When we raise the vessels of Achoraim to the vessels of Panim, this is called a chap of ascent, and we start working with these posterior kelim in order to bestow as well. So I'm not working on relating myself to the others in the part of the others, but I take that work upon myself, and I work on myself to correct these things and raise them higher. Let's put it like that. I don't really have the words to explain this. It's like you want to work and you either go and help the friend or you take a part of the friend's work and you do it in your vessels, but the result goes to him.
Но я в любом случае всегда работаю только с килим товарища, то есть я не пользуюсь своими килим.
I nevertheless always work only with the vessels of the friend and I don't use my own vessels?
No. You can use your vessels so as to correct the friend's vessels. Yeah. But you are using your vessels in order to build such systems that will all be working for the benefit of the friend. This means this and no more, meaning you don't use it for yourself, but all for the benefit of the friend. So even your vessels of reception, you're using them only to support your friend, to help him do something. Yeah.
Что значит, что я исправляю килим товарища?
What does it mean that I'm correcting the vessels of the friends?
It means that you connect to the friend's vessels and you can participate with him in the action of a tense field, and you take desires from him, and with these desires you work in order to fulfill him, and or you take desires from the friends and you join them to you, and then when his desires are in you, you correct them. That's a different thing. This is a matter of the style of the work. If you add your forces to the friend, this means you're supporting with your vessels of bestowal, you're supporting him. So it's as if you add your Galgal Ta'anayim to his tense field. Maybe we can show it like this. You have your friend and you attach your Galgal Ta'anayim to him. Right? So this is your friend.
Friend.
And this is me. So, if I attach my Galgal Ta'anayim to the friends, that's clear. I give him more awakening from me, from my Galgal Ta'anayim to his, so he has more strength, and then he can also work with his Achap. Now he can also work with his Achap. But if I can work with my vessels of Achap, that's a different thing already. So now I need to correct my vessels of Achap, connect to his Achap, and I can't do that directly, because these are egoistic vessels, my egoistic vessels, and that's his egoistic vessels. So here there has to be a special kind of transition between me and him, and that's done in a way that it can be, I can pass but not more, which means I receive lights from above. But I relate myself to him and pass it on to him. It doesn't remain in me. It doesn't stay inside of me. So this is called a passageway in, or it travels through and not more. But I draw the lights from above. I am working with my vessels of reception, joining them to his vessels of reception. And that's, we can say this is something that happens during impregnation, when the mother is taking care of the embryo. When she receives everything for him, she passes everything to him. We'll learn that. It's not really pertinent right now. All right. We have Tel Aviv 3.
What's the source of hatred to vessels that are called Israel from the side of the nations of the world? The disparity of form between them, or do Israel draw the nations of the world to bestowal?
We're not attracting them to bestowal. We're also not passing the upper light to them, so they feel that we have something that we're stealing from them or not sharing with them. And according to the system, it's correct. It's correct in terms of the system. That's why the hatred towards Israel from the nations of the world is throughout all generations until we correct ourselves to be the right passageway for the upper light and the recognition of the Creator to the nations of the world. PT 6.
What's that temptation that the nations have to draw the light downwards? How is that expressed in our work?
By getting closer to the nations of the world and becoming included with their desires, we try to awaken in them somewhat a desire for spiritual ascent as well. And then we then are integrated with their desires of reception. They don't have other desires. And we do it in order to demand corrections from the Creator. But we have to incorporate with their desires, meaning we have to be willing to receive additional vessels of reception. So it's not right now. It's after Israel corrects themselves and go through the degree of Egypt and the ascent by reception of the Torah, the upper light, by entering the desire to bestow, which is called Land of Israel, and building the temple, which means the Kli, which is entirely in order to bestow, and then we can receive in this Kli the Echap, the nations of the world, the additional Echap. Basically, it ends up like this. We have a single structure. Here is Galgal Ta'anayim, here is Echap, and here is the nations of the world, who two have Galgal Ta'anayim and Echap. So this is Galgal Ta'anayim of Israel, this is Echap of Israel, this is Galgal Ta'anayim of the nations of the world, and this is Echap of the nations of the world. So that's why we need to do dissemination in this manner. And in short, there's more passageways here. But ultimately, all of this has to happen. First of all, of course, we have to correct ourselves. This is what it's about, that we have to correct ourselves. And then we also correct the nations of the world. This is called the complete redemption.
What's that enticement that they have to not draw the light downwards? How not to be tempted if there's such an ability?
No, not to draw the light downwards is until you correct the vessels that are still in order to receive. So you can't demand fulfillment for them, but only correction. This is called not to draw the light downwards to the vessels of reception.
Another question, please. What's this scrutiny? You always say this scrutiny. What's the questions that a person needs to ask himself in order to scrutinize correctly?
We always need to be in a scrutiny. What's happening to me and what vessels I am in, what states am I drawn to, what do I need to do in order to make some little step towards correction, always be inclined towards that. We essentially need to absorb an impression from everything we read in the articles. Every article is a topic of inner scrutiny for each and every one, for each 10, and for all our kli. And we also have to see how we're all connected, and also the process the world is going through. Look at what the world is going through. Don't go too deep into it because it can confuse people. But see how the world is beginning to take the exact shape of coming closer to correction. And we can see how more and more recognition of evil is happening right now. And truth is, many people in the world agree that connection is required, and this connection can raise us above all the troubles and challenges of this world. They just don't believe it's possible.
Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City.
Hola, Rab. Buenos días. ¿Cuál es la forma en la que podemos conocer los deseos del amigo dentro de la decena?
In what way can I know the friend's desire in the ten?
You have to receive in advance the friend's desire as completely wanting to connect. Look at what Rabash writes in the social articles.
Well,
I don't know what to do with you. I think we should move to women from the internet. Yeah.
Hello, Rav. Questions from the women. From Unity 3 and Mach 12, they're asking, how are the changes and scrutinies expressed in the 10 by the control of the nations of the world or Israel in us?
The ego between us that's erupting, that's called the domination of the nations of the world on us, and the ego that we can sometimes connect through and have an inclination towards mutual bestowal is called the dominance of Israel. Go on.
Mark 25. How can we understand that the control of the force of bestowal upon the reception is in us to some extent?
Well, for the time being, it comes from above, and the Creator is holding on to us. And had he not been holding on to us, then we wouldn't be able to do it ourselves. We would fall apart. We exist only with the mercy of the Creator. Because I'm not concerned with connection. Look at a mother, how concerned she is with her child. She's constantly thinking about it. She has this constant concern in her heart. She can't detach from that. Similarly, we need to be connected in the ten. And from that, to reach the connection between us. Go on.
A Moscow 5. The shell, the peel, protects the fruit. Do the nations of the world protect Israel?
Yes. With hatred, with negative attitude to Israel, they are protecting Israel, otherwise they would have fallen apart.
From you, it's A3. Where do we get the desire to resemble the Creator? Because for now, all I see is just getting blows from Him.
That's not related one to the other. Blows or not blows. There is simply a desire with an inclination to the Creator, a point in the heart, and there are other desires. And we need to learn how to use these desires and those desires, and to know which desire every single moment is speaking from within me. That's what I need to be constantly concerned with.
Latin 20. What does it mean that even though Israel are only working with the vessels of the posterior, they are a conduit for the light to pass through?
No, Israel is with her own vessels, with Gagal Tainaim, and also with a chap. But only with a chap, it uses it to be in contact with the nations of the world. And as long as she doesn't have this connection, as long as she doesn't have the ability to be, to serve the nations of the world, then she works only with her own vessels, the vessels of Galgal Tainaim.
But Unity 3 are asking, what is the state that a way to pass through it?
A way to use it is to use the vessels of reception, but not to support them, to do it for Galgal Tainaim. That's called using the Achap as a Achap of ascent.
From Petach Tikva, should man always control his intentions, or is there a state where he accepts the other nature?
No. Our nature remains a will to receive, and only the intentions as much as they can dominate the will to receive, then only the intentions, only according to that we can see correction, measure correction, only according to the intention. It all follows the intention. And it's completely unrelated to the desire itself. The desire itself does not change, only the intention on it, it changes. What am I using this desire for? For my own benefit, for the benefit of the others. That's all.
From Haifa 11, how do I add my Galgal Tainaim to the Galgal Tainaim of the friends?
Where you and a friend want to be in bestowal towards the Creator, then you work in Galgal Tainaim, that you want to influence one another. There's no choice. You need to activate the Achap.
No.
That's it for now.
Okay, so we're done. See? All in all, it's a five-line article, and we worked on it almost an hour and a half. That's good. That's good. Now we'll move on to the next.